we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, If We Confess Our Sins. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. I have just read from the New English Translation. Jose knew something was wrong the moment he gave in to temptation. The spiritual joy he once carried so freely seemed to vanish, and a cloud of guilt and heaviness settled over his soul. The vibrant communion he used to enjoy with God now felt distant and cold. Deep inside, he recognized that the joy of the Lord, his spiritual strength, was slipping away. So Jose did what he had been taught to do. He knelt down and confessed his sin. He quoted scripture and cried out to God. But even after praying, he felt no relief. The guilt remained. The weight on his heart refused to lift. It was during a quiet moment of reflection that Jose finally realized the problem. He hadn't truly repented. Deep down, he still made excuses for what he did. He hadn't come to hate the sin. He simply wanted the guilt to go away. You see, when the Bible says, if we confess our sins, it's not talking about simply informing God of what we've done. God already knows. He sees all. The Greek word for confess, homologio, means to agree with or to say the same thing as. True confession means aligning your heart with God's perspective, acknowledging that what you did was wrong, with no excuses or justifications. It's the same kind of confession mentioned in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, in that context, confess means to fully accept, acknowledge, and submit to Jesus as Lord. So when you confess your sin, you're not just reciting a list, you're admitting before God that what you did was a violation of His holiness, and you're turning away from it. True confession leads to repentance, and repentance leads to cleansing. Sin releases a spiritually toxic substance into the soul, unrighteousness. This substance weakens our spiritual immunity and draws us back into cycles of failure and guilt. But when we confess sincerely, God not only forgives us, He cleanses us from this poison so it no longer has power over us. As you go into today, ask the Lord to give you a heart that is sensitive to sin. Let your confessions be more than words. Let them come from a heart that longs to please the Lord. Prayer. Lord God, please give me a heart that hates what you hate and loves what you love. Help me to confess and repent sincerely and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let nothing hinder my fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Luke chapters 3 to 4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him,
you brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees. And every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
what should we do then?
The crowd asked. John answered,
anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same.
Even tax collectors came to be baptized.
Teacher,
they asked,
what should we do?
Don't collect any more than you are required to,
he told them. Then some soldiers asked him,
and what should we do?
He replied,
don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay.
The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all,
I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
And with many other words, John exhorted the people and proclaimed the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod the Tetrarch because of his marriage to Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven.
You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.
Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Josech, the son of Joda, the son of Joanan, the son of Risa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kasem, the son of Elmadam, the son of the son of Joshua, the son of Eliezer, the son of Joram, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meleah, the son of Menah, the son of Manatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Kenan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him,
"If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread."
Jesus answered,
"It is written, people do not live on bread alone."
The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him,
"I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours."
Jesus answered,
"It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
"If you are the Son of God,"
he said,
"throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Jesus answered,
"It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written,
"The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor."
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them,
"Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips.
"Isn't this Joseph's son?"
they asked. Jesus said to them,
"Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.'"
He continued,
"Truly, I tell you, prophets are not accepted in their hometowns. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian."
All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice,
"Go away! What do you want with us,
Jesus of Nazareth?
Have you come to destroy us?
I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
"Be quiet,"
Jesus said sternly.
"Come out of him."
Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other,
"What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out."
And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting,
"You are the Son of God!"
But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said,
"I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent."
And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.